Hello.
My name is Tamara. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I may speak to the person who requested this call.
Tamekia Datcher.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I had called in before, and I was trying to, I had went on the claims line, and they told me to call this number back because one of the questions on the thing was wrong, and I don't understand why.
Okay, so you need to file a claim, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on, please. Okay, can I have your social, please?
Yes, ma'am. 417-33.
I can't, ma'am. You're going in and out.
Can you hear me?
417-33-8065. Can you verify your name, please?
Tamekia Datcher.
Do you have a middle initial?
D.
Date of birth?
09-03-1987.
Mother's maiden name?
Teresa Datcher.
So did you, okay, you started a claim, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Fourth grade.
Okay. And can you verify your driver's license state and number, please?
784-5009, Alabama.
If you approve for benefits, you have an option to receive payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What do you prefer, ma'am?
The check
account. Can I have a routing number, please, and an account number?
Yes, ma'am. It's 26.
What are you giving me, ma'am?
The routing number.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to start over. Routing number 262-287551.
Okay, and can I have your account number, please?
Yes, ma'am. 417-76-1006.
I have 417-76-1006, routing number 262-287551.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your mailing address, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 260 Thunderbird Bend Road.
Okay, hold on, ma'am, because I have 260. Okay, oh, Thunder. I thought you said Thunder. Thunder Burge, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Bend Road, and that's okay. In Pale City, Alabama.
Okay.
Zip code 35128.
Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Can you please verify the phone number you have on file?
Yes, ma'am. It's 205-753-0833.
Thank you. 260 Thunderbird Bend Road, Pell City, Alabama, 35128.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. I will ask you some randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1011 Russell Avenue, 1508 Salomar Road, 6097 Eagle Point Circle, or 617 62nd Street South?
Neither.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Selma, Jasper, Huntsville, or Birmingham?
Neither.
Which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Chiropractor, special quality in children, neurology, orthopology, surgery of the hand, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
What's the reason for the break in your claim?
What's the reason I'm calling?
The reason you had a break in your claim, because after when I asked, have you worked since the last time you filed, you said no. And so it asks for a reason for break in claim.
Yeah, I was working at this job. That's the reason why I'm calling. Like,
okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama?
No,
with
ma'am.
An employee that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Hold on. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Could you repeat that question, please?
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No, ma'am.
When was the last? What was your last day of work? I need a month, day, and a year, please.
November the 11th, 2022.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
No, ma'am, not right now, because I have to, the reason why I took off work because I lost child care.
So you can't, in order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be seeking and willing to immediately accept full-time work. Benefits can be denied until such time the restrictions that will prevent you from returning to full-time work is removed. And you say you can't because due to child care?
Yes, ma'am. I lost my child care. So I had to quit my job. Yeah, I lost my job.
Okay. Lost child care benefits, right?
Ma'am.
You lost child care benefits.
I didn't have anybody else to watch my child, so.
Are you, you're not available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation due to child care, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workman comp due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and what was your job title?
Production. Exactly.
Okay. And this is with who Gulf Shore Assemblies?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can I have a phone number for them, please?
Let me see if I can find a number. It's 205.
Mm-hmm.
355.
Wait a minute, ma'am. Okay, wait a minute. Let me see. Because this... Okay, 2355.
It's 205-355-8100.
Okay. And can I have the employment, your employment start date, please? I need a month, a day, and a year.
January 2022,
yeah, got me putting it in there, and I'm like, no, this ain't 20. Okay, that's all right. January 15, 2023. And when was your last day work?
I'm sorry, I said 2022. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You said the last day I worked.
Yes, ma'am.
It was November 11th, 2022.
So your employment start date was January 15th, 2022. Your last day work was 11/11/2022.
Yes, ma'am.
What city and state did you work in?
Lincoln, Alabama.
LINCLON.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-oh, I got that. LIN.
LINCOLN.
Okay. And did you receive any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you? Okay. And the reason you're no longer working, quit, discharge, or lack of work?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Reason why you're no longer working, ma'am, quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
Other.
And other would be... strike out, working part-time, no reason given, disciplinary suspension, leave of absence, loss of license, reduction in force, reorganization, reconstructing, company closed, sold, combined, position eliminated, laid off as no work is available, corporate downsizing.
They just terminated me. They just told me my last, when my last day was.
Okay, so it was you were discharged. And the reason for the discharge?
Because I couldn't come in to work because I lost my child care.
Okay. So would it be absentees? Or unsaid absentee? Okay.
Yes.
And when was your, I'm sorry, the date of the discharge again?
January 11th. For the 11th, I'm sorry.
Ma'am?
November the 11th, November.
Okay. I lost my child care, so I was not able to come to work.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And they have a point system.
Okay. So you pointed out.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and name and title person who discharged you.
She's HR, and I don't know the name.
Ma'am.
She's, I guess, the head of resources.
HR, or we just HR. What did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Ma'am.
It was like, what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I was just, you know, telling her my situation or whatever, and she was just telling me that I had so many days to, you know, that I would come back to work, and she just, you know, she was telling me, she was like, November the 11th will be your last day, you know, and there's nothing we could do about it. So I was trying to hang on to my job, but, you know.
Yeah. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Your temporary PIN number is 6587. This is to go into your portal to check your you know, to check your account and stuff, to go into your portal 6587.
Okay.
And the unemployment claim that we have just finished, ma'am, it normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process. You must begin to meet the unemployment requirements this week. One of the requirements that they have, ma'am, is to have an updated resume on file with the Alabama Career Center. Would you happen to have one of those?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so if you could download that to the Alabama Career, you already have one on file. So if you have one on file, that's good. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Now, your unemployment benefits, you must file weekly certifications either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week can result in a loss of benefits. So, in other words, they mean don't stop calling your claims in. Because it takes about, like I said, 2 to 3 weeks to process it. So, with that being said, the number you're going to call each week to call your certification then, 1-800-752-7389. And you'll call that in Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. In 7 days or so, you will receive a booklet in the mail, and that's going to explain your rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. So please read the information carefully, and failure to follow the instructions listed could cause a loss in benefits. But if you do not receive a booklet in 7 days, you can call 1-800-361-4524, and they will send you another booklet out. Of course, your employer will be contacting regarding your separation. They may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss the findings. So if so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. So, Ms. Thatcher, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any other questions?
No, ma'am.
All right, ma'am. I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center.
All right.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Conference Center. You have a great evening, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Bye-bye.